Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, after that defensive masterpiece of Round County, how's it feel, Brian Rosenberg, to be 1-0?
Better 1-0 now than it was at the beginning of the year. These rainy days of practice, a little more bearable and a little more interesting when you know that you're 1-0 in the playoffs and still playing.
Got a milestone coming up Friday night. Brody Schaefer, an opportunity for that young man with 130 yards to hit 1,000 this season. And I tell you what, that is a big credit to that young man.
Yeah, Brody's awesome. He's by far one of the hardest working kids on the team, if not the hardest. Didn't let COVID bother him in his workouts, and he's done everything right. Brody on the field doesn't ever say a word. You know, he could get a 4-yard loss because we're not blocking or whatever, and just gets up, goes back to the huddle. And, you know, guys like that are easy to block for and easy to play for. And
well, a milestone of note for Brody Schaefer, hopefully Friday. That's Brian Rosenberg, 7 o'clock on the red carpet against the Washington Hatchets. They have a new coach this year in Joe Morris. Last year, of course, Edgewood knocked the Hatchets out of the tournament 47-18. Our thought for the day, you grow, you mature, you live, and you learn. You get a little wiser and you learn better ways to handle things. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, just a matter of time until the social media outlets hawking now the Stretch Crimson T-shirt. Facebook, I see, had an ad on Tuesday. All part of it, huh? We had the watch out in basketball a few years ago. Why not the Stretch T-shirt? Greg Schiano, in his second stint as head coach of those Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Friends with Tom Allen, Scarlet Knights wrote their own success story last Saturday, winning at Michigan State. Coach Greg, it is weekly media gathering. He watched the Stretch.
We had just landed, and then I knew he was going to go for two. I was excited for him. I said, come on, man. Not that, you know, I'm not rooting for anybody over anybody else, but, you know, I love watching those situations, right? And when they went for two, and then Penix, what an unbelievable effort to get that ball on the pylon. I mean, you're talking about just an unbelievable physical act to lay out and get that thing and keep his legs off the ground, which would have been out of bounds had they touched. I mean, it was really, really good. So big win for them, for sure. I actually recruited Penix when I was at Ohio State, so I'm very familiar with him.
Rutgers head football coach Greg Schiano. Saturday, marking the seventh meeting between the two programs, the fourth out in Piscataway, Indiana, 4-2 overall, Rutgers 2-1 at SHI Stadium. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.